Greetings. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 28 of the Legacy Drawing Board, the podcast journey and experience that wants you to build a stronger, more meaningful legacy by embracing good design principles. I'm your host, Ron Fong. This podcast is based on three pillars. First, the purpose. There is a perpetual need for leadership that calls us to edify each other by building enduring relationships. The second, the mission, to introduce you into the world of design and have you see yourself as an artist. And finally, the vision, to increase the number of storytellers in the world and to increase the resonance of each story. For those of you who have been kind enough to have listened to previous episodes of that podcast, I want to thank you and I want to hear from you. My email address is rfong@truenorthshepherding.com. I want to hear from you in terms of, have you discovered your purpose? Have you been able to make a stronger commitment to your mission? Or have you been able to clarify your vision? Again, please send me your thoughts or comments because I do want to hear your story, and your story is worth telling. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about the difference between a journey and a quest. We often hear the phrase, life is a journey, or I'm going through a journey. And I want you to reconsider and rethink in terms of life is a journey, but your legacy is not. Your legacy is a quest. When we look at the root of the word journey, it originally meant how far one traveled in a given day. It didn't have a specific direction or destination. It just had a distance, nor did it have a specific purpose. When we contrast that to quest, quest means to seek actively, to pursue. And that's where we get the word question, because we want to find an answer, something that's more definitive. And it just dawned on me as I was reading the introduction that I talked about this podcast being a journey. And perhaps I need to restart refining that in terms of making this a quest, or for us to start thinking about legacy building as a quest and not as a journey. Hall of Fame and legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, quote, never mistake activity for achievement, end quote. And when you think about it, is that you can be very active. You could be doing a lot. You could be going places. But are you achieving? Second, I'm going to take that even further in saying that achievement or accomplishments don't necessarily mean service. You can be very accomplished. You can have done a great deal of things. But ask yourself, have they been in the name of service? Because when you talk about your legacy, it's not about you. It's not about building yourself up. It's not about trying to elevate yourself over others. The legacy is your gift. It's your sharing of all of your blessings, all your skills, all of your experiences with other people. It's to deliver a message, and it's to deliver a message in such a way that it has meaning and it resonates with others. It's not to deliver a message so that you can hear your own voice. It's not to deliver a message so you can highlight your own accomplishments. I want you to rethink about this. Your life may very well be a journey, but your legacy needs to be a quest. And let's think about that in terms of storytelling, because I want you, through this podcast, I want you to start, again, seeing yourself as an artist. And one art form is storytelling, and that's your legacy, because you are telling a story. And we think about, you know, the hero's narrative. We could call it a hero's journey, but oftentimes it's more accurate to talk about a hero's quest. A hero is not traveling for the sake of traveling or for sightseeing. A hero is out to accomplish something very specific. The usual narrative follows that the hero begins their quest, comes against forces against them or the conflict, and the triumph hero will conquer or resolve the conflict. That's the hero's quest. think about your legacy in terms of this way. And this ties into the principles of design. How intentional are you in terms of your legacy building? Is it one of those things where you just want to see how much you can do in a given time span? Or is it one of those things where you have a destination? You have something that you're, again, seeking actively, that you're pursuing, that you're putting in your blood, your sweat, and your tears, because it's that important. And because you want it to last, you want it to be long lasting. That's the impact of a legacy. And you can't do that if you don't have a focus, if you don't have a fire, and if you don't have vision. So one could have a journey without purpose, without mission, or vision. And there's nothing wrong for people to, you know, maybe take some time off. And for a while, that was, I think it's still somewhat an popular option for graduating high school seniors, that before they go to college, they want to take a gap year. The phrase, you know, I want to find myself, I want to explore options. And I think that's fine in terms of a particular moment, a season, a phase in your life. And that may be contributed to your legacy. But you can't continue that, just keep doing that. There has a time that whatever you learned in your gap year, is it going to be application? And while it's important for personal individual growth, our legacy is going to be, I want to say, I'll be careful about saying measured, but our legacy will be looked upon in terms of how it touched others. Were you in service to others? Did you use everything that you had to reach out to other people, to recognize when they were having difficulty, to be able to share what you have? That's your legacy, and that can't be a journey. That has to be a quest. Your legacy is what you're going to leave to other people. And one of the things that you can leave, one of the impacts, one of the longstanding influence is how it touches people across time, across generation. Are you thinking about your legacy in terms of generations and how it's going to impact the future? That's the quality of a quest. That once you have accomplished it, once you have met its goal, it's meant there for others. Does a journey have that? It may or may not, but a journey, again, is not predicated on necessarily having a defined goal and a defined endpoint. It's, again, to go, to travel, to experience even. But your legacy needs so much more. It needs so much more effort. It needs your focus. It needs for you to be able to distill your message, articulate it, and have the consistency of lining up your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. Then it becomes a clear, powerful legacy. I want to refer to Dieter Rams and his 10 principles of good design. I'm going to talk about principle number 8, where he talked about good design is thorough to the last detail. Nothing must be arbitrary or left to chance. Care and accuracy in the design process shows respect towards the user. Here's another example in terms of a journey or a quest in terms of your workday. Think about all the emails that you send and all the emails that you receive. Many times the emails that you receive may seem like a journey. We're not quite sure what the point is. Is it where someone wants to just see how much they can type in 5 or 10 minutes and then send it off? Or I hope you are making your emails like a quest, that you have something very specific in mind. and that you have given it the thought and detail to show respect to the readers. Because we all know that our inboxes are just flooded with emails. And chances are, if you have to scroll down for an email, I'm not sure that that individual has given it much thought. Whereas if you can be concise and do the hard work for the reader, because you're going to pare away everything that doesn't need to be there and make it, give it a specific focus, have clarity, and be very specific in your ask. Usually an email will ask something. Then you've been thoughtful in terms of the thoroughness to the detail of your email. And think about this as your email as a storyteller. You contacted someone for an ask. You're on a quest. You have perhaps a conflict resolution, or you have to overcome something because you need this individual's help to advance a project. You need this individual's help to further a conversation. And because you have the mindset that this is a quest, you have done due diligence in terms of giving your best and have been able to synthesize and distill the message, then you are taking the steps in terms of being a good storyteller, and you're being of service because you know how precious people's time is, and you're not going to have them go through, you're not going to have them have to function as the role of an editor for your email. You're going to do that all that for them so that they can focus on how they can help, and then it becomes a clean exchange. Emails, think about every day. You have it all the time, and we don't give much thought to how we process our emails. And again, that this is part, you may not think about it, but it is. This is part of your legacy, because everything that you do contributes to your legacy. Something as you may consider as mundane as an email will leave footprints, will leave a trail of your legacy. Because people will remember you and you will stand out. Because they say, this individual, when I get an email from this individual, I'm going to read it. Or it's going to be something I won't skip over. I won't get to it later. I will read it because this individual has established a pattern of not wasting my time. This individual has established a pattern of getting to the point, reaching a conclusion, helping me, you know, a joint venture where we come to a mutual decision. We can move forward. That's the mindset that I want you to have when you are thinking about designing and building your legacy. This is not to say that you have to micromanage it, or you have to get lost in the minutiae, or be so rigid that you can't pivot, you can't accommodate change. But the idea is that design has an overarching theme. You have a vision. You have a vision of what you want to accomplish. Again, the idea of seeking actively to come to a conclusion. Think about, again, going back to storytelling. Who are good storytellers? Good storytellers are people who understand the story is meant to come to a conclusion. And every word that they speak is necessary. It adds to the strength and the power and the impact of the story. But if the storyteller doesn't do due diligence and pare down the unnecessary words, that individual is making the audience work even harder. And that shows a lack of respect because you're asking the audience for their time and attention when you tell a story. We've all been there when someone tells us a story and we'll be polite enough not to say anything. But in our mind, what's the thought that's racing through? Will you please get to the point? Will you please get to the point? Here's where the design comes in. Align your legacy, design, and building. And this is where the details are important. again, not get it bogged down minutia, but that you now are starting to think as a designer, that you're starting to think as an artist. Artists, when they paint, when they compose, when they recite, they want to take you to a specific destination. Yes, there are some pieces where they say, well, whatever you see is whatever you see. And that's one school of thought. But most artists I know and most pieces of work, there's intentionality, there's meaning behind it. There's an execution of vision. Because they have something that they wanted to say, and they're going to say it as an artist. They want you to listen and to hear their message. You may not agree with the message, but at least there was no mistaking as to what the message was. And when you take the journey approach to your communication, your storytelling, and your legacy building, you may give mixed signals. There may be ambiguity. The clarity may not be there. And then when the legacy, it has that, if it's built on such shaky foundations, it's going to be difficult for people to know what you wanted when you're not there. And I've talked about this many times, is the power of legacy, or power of your legacy, is that it speaks for you when you're not there. I'll use the example that I cited many times about people in the hospital. Perhaps you are, you know, the individual is incapacitated and didn't leave an advance directive, and the family doesn't know what to do because there was not, this individual did not have a consistent message of how they wanted their life. So they're left with, you know, the indecision, the guilt of making the wrong decision, as opposed to someone who had a clear message and was able to reinforce that message every day, every moment, every word. And they said, no, I know what this individual, or I know what my loved one wants. He would want this, and this is what we're going to do. And that brings closure, because that's the dignity that we want for people, is that we want to respect their wishes, especially in their last moments of life. So there's dignity with closure. And how many times have we seen people where, because of indecision, that the individual may be left suffering at the last moments in their life instead of being comforted? I want you to, again, rethink this. Yes, life may be a journey, but your legacy is a quest. Have that mindset. Approach it with that mindset. Approach it with intentionality. Build upon the principles of good design. Ask yourself, is there an internal consistency among my thoughts, my words, and my deeds? And have I done the heavy lifting for those whom I'm encounter? Have I done my due diligence in terms of paring down anything that's unnecessary so that it becomes a refinement? That's what's left there, is the purity of the essence of your legacy. That it's not that you have eliminated all the dross of distractions, the impurities of incoherency, and that you're left down with that precious, precious legacy. I wish you all the best as you are on a hero's quest, and you are on a quest. You're on a quest to leave the best possible legacy that you can do. And I know that you can do it. I'm encouraging you to do it. If you're interested in exploring how to build your legacy through design, I invite you to visit my website and sign up for a complimentary session on how we can work together. My website is truenorthshepherding.com. The next episode, I'm going to talk about a Wall Street Journal article recently, and it talks about the benefits of being a midlife founder. So many times we think of entrepreneurs and founders as, but we use the, we reference the whiz kids, the geniuses of youth from Silicon Valley and so forth, and tech. But there's something to be said about taking on being an entrepreneur later in life and the benefits, and in, this is meant to encourage you that to really pursue your entrepreneurial spirit, and we all have it in us, no matter what your age. And I will have to rethink now whether this podcast is a journey or a quest. But your legacy is definitely a quest. And now, until next time, please give your legacy the time and attention it deserves, because when you do, we all benefit.